Well, outrage, protest, grief, and calls for retribution continue in Jordan in response to yesterday's video showing ISIS militants burning a Jordanian pilot to death. Before dawn, Jordan executed two convicted terrorists, including the Iraqi woman ISIS had demanded be traded for the 26-year-old pilot, who was captured in December after his plane crashed in Syria during a U.S.-led coalition raid on ISIS. And Jordan's King Abdullah cut short his visit to the U.S. and returned home to a hero's welcome. Fawaz Jurjis is a professor of international relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. His forthcoming book is ISIS, A Short History, so he's steeped in this topic. And Professor Fawaz, start with what do you make of how Jordanians appear to be reacting today, supporting their king, the same king they'd been protesting days before, because he did join with the U.S., which led to the pilot's capture. Are they now supporting that fight against ISIS?
Well, I mean, I think Jordanians of all colors, all persuasions, are shocked, horrified by the brutal methodology by which ISIS killed Muaz al-Kasasiba. Rage, shock, there's a great deal of anger. They want retribution. They want retaliation. The father of Muaz al-Kasasiba, the pilot, said today, "I want Jordan and the United States to retaliate and exact vengeance against ISIS." So initially, ISIS succeeded in manufacturing a domestic crisis. There was really a critical mass of opinion criticizing the decision to join the international coalition led by the United States. What ISIS has done basically backfired. It's counterproductive. I like to believe it is catastrophic decision on the part of ISIS. This could be a tipping point, not just in Jordan, in basically changing the way the Muslim world, not just view ISIS, but view the entire jihadist movement that has basically brought about a great deal of horror and shame and also blood on Muslim societies in the last 13 years or so.
Well, Fawaz, explain more why this would be a turning point, because ISIS has been killing other Muslims. I mean, the some of the protests against Jordan joining the coalition were that then it would be Muslim-on-Muslim violence, but it already was, you know, being committed that way by ISIS. And today, the Jerusalem Post is reporting on Muslim clerics across the region not just condemning this burning death, but saying that these are not Islamic fighters, that this is not even that, as one, I think it was a Saudi cleric, wrote on his Twitter account, only God tortures by fire. They are discounting that these are even Muslims.
Yes. In fact, Al-Azhar Mosque and University, the oldest religious learning institution in the Muslim world, based in Cairo, the Sheikh of Al-Azhar, called for the basically retribution against ISIS by using similar terminology to what ISIS does. This tells you a great deal about the sense of shock and horror. It's not just about killing the pilot, who was a soldier carrying out orders by his government, but the burning was basically in Islamic law. This is quite the highest climax of kind of horror any particular person or entity does.
Well, as a Saudi cleric said, only God burns.
Yes, only God. And this is that does not mean that Muslim public opinion was not outraged by the beheadings of Japanese or the American or the British. But you're talking about a pious Muslim individual whose family is also pious practicing Muslims. You're talking about a government, a Jordanian government, said that it was willing to do whatever it takes to basically compromise with ISIS, and yet ISIS decided not only to kill Muaz al-Kasasiba, but to burn him alive on, I mean, putting the video and celebrating this particular savage act of murder. Yeah. So in this particular sense, what you really have now in Jordan, you asked me earlier about Jordan, you have a rallying behind the flag, rallying behind the nation, calls across the board from the family and even the opposition, basically to really exact revenge against ISIS throughout the Arab world, Egyptians, Saudis. So this is what I mean. This could be a tipping point in the sense of really motivating Muslim intellectuals, politicians, governments to basically become proactive.
But doesn't this potentially rip apart the region even more, because not everyone is on the same page in the Middle East?
Not everyone on the same page. You're absolutely correct. In fact, there are cracks in the international coalition led by the United States. The United Arab Emirates has already suspended its participation. The reality is, for your own American listeners in particular, This is a long, complex, costly, uncertain war. It will take years, and there will be a great deal of sacrifices and costs. So in this particular sense, even if this particular moment represents a tipping point, does not mean that ISIS is going to go away. ISIS will be with us for a long time, and in the meantime, you're going to have a great deal of casualties, a great deal of blood, a river of blood.
Fawaz Jirjiz, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Again, his forthcoming book, coming this summer, ISIS, A Short History. Fawaz, Professor, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Robin. Thanks for having me.